Lesson 13, Concentration. When you have a magnifying glass, you can hold it the right distance from a piece of paper and it'll burn a hole through the paper. But if you were to put an ordinary piece of glass over the paper, or not hold it in such a way as to focus the rays of the sun, it won't have any effect except perhaps to warm the paper by preventing the heat from coming out again. In our work also, we need to be able to focus our energy, our mind, on one thing. Otherwise, if our attention is sprayed out in all directions, it's sort of like the light coming out of a light bulb, which is diffused and gives very little light in any one direction, as opposed to a laser, which takes that light and focuses it to such a fine point that it can bore a hole through steel, it can perform operations, it can reach as far as the moon. The same amount of intelligence applied with concentration will be able to do a work of genius, but that amount of energy, that amount of intelligence not concentrated, won't be able to accomplish anything. That's why it's a great mistake to speak of a genius IQ. First of all, the people who invent these tests are naturally projecting into the tests the way that they themselves work. And generally speaking, the kind of person who would invent an IQ test would not be a genius. He would be somebody with a much more sort of mundane, plodding kind of mentality. And the truth is that geniuses are very often people not of great intelligence. Of course they have to be intelligent, but it's more that they have a great inspiration. The inspiration is drawn to them as if from some higher source. And the other side of it is that members of the Mensa Club, who are in the top 2 percentile of the IQ of the IQ tests that they've given, and there's even a sort of a rebellious group within Mensa that wants to claim special privileges and respect for being in the top 1 percentile. Some of these people do perfectly mundane things and never really amount to anything in their lives as far as their own judgment of the situation or anybody else's judgment of the situation is concerned. All they've managed to do is join a Mensa club. The important thing is to understand that it's not how intelligent you are, but how you use your intelligence, how you focus your mental awareness, how you focus your energies, how you focus your willpower. Concentration might be called the criterion for success in any undertaking. If you will look at greatly successful people, some of them are quite ordinary and some of them have no education to speak of, but they will always be people of great ability to concentrate. So whatever you do, try to put your mind completely on that one thing. And don't try to do many things at once, but whatever you do, put your whole mind there and don't allow other extraneous considerations to come in. If they want to come in, say, let me finish what I'm doing, and then I'll put my mind to that. But the typical image of the executive, the tycoon with 5 telephones on his desk and picking up one after the other and calling out dictation here and giving an order there, that isn't really the key to success at all. And if a person, through being successful, has reached the point where he has to conduct his life like that, he's already on the downward hill as far as his ability to be effective is concerned. Try to not allow yourself in your work ever to be brought to the point where your peace begins to diminish. Because when you lose that, when you lose your peace, when you lose your calmness, when you lose your ability to focus your attention, then you lose also your effectiveness. Learn to concentrate.